I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Mailbag. And Lindsay from Arlington, Virginia writes, John, David Caldwell's been on the job for a week. What are your thoughts? Well, so far, so good. Caldwell was impressive in his first press conference on Thursday. And while that guarantees nothing, he came across as capable of leading, which is part of the job description for an NFL general manager. Word is he was impressive with the scouting staff and the coaches, and he handled himself well in his first day. He looks and acts the part, and he inspires confidence. Now comes the hard part. Now, Mike from Kissimmee, Florida writes, why are the hot dogs at football games and hot dog stands outside Home Depot so tasty? Actually, I prefer those at my neighborhood daily. Either way, it's the mustard. It's always the mustard. Now, Russell from Chicago writes, John, the coaching search is moving at a snail's pace. What's up? Actually, Caldwell reportedly interviewed Mel Tucker Monday and Rams offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer and Bengals offensive coordinator Jay Gruden on Tuesday. You also keep hearing 49ers offensive coordinator Greg Roman, Caldwell's college roommate and a respected offensive mind. The Niners are still sort of busy, so if Roman's in it, this pace isn't unusual. Now, Jonathan from Lawrence, Kansas writes, three of four teams from last year's championship games are in them again this year. So much for parity. Parity at the top of the NFL has long been a myth. Teams can improve quarterback play and take a leap, but for the most part, the top two or three teams usually stand apart. The difference between good and great in this league is significant, and it always has been. Lance from Nova Scotia writes, I see Caldwell turned down $1 million housing allowance from the Jets. Life in the NFL must be full of little perks like that. What about the Ozone? Any perks? No doubt. I get a parking spot, special access to the facility whenever I want, shoe allowance, and best of all, free gifts, again, anytime I want. This league is awesome. Mark from Jacksonville writes, Caldwell made a point that Gabbert is the second youngest quarterback in the league. Significance? Caldwell knows the quarterback situation must get fixed. Gabbert's a top 10 pick with 2 years remaining on his contract. You don't toss that away until you're sure there's no value in it. Now, Bonnie from Jacksonville writes, John, the shtick, the falling, the bad jokes. Don't you get tired of your act? You have no idea. Now, Chris from Belrive, Vermont writes, who you got Sunday? I got the Patriots in as high a scoring game as you'd expect, and the Niners in a higher scoring game than you'd expect. I got neither of them being close because the Patriots' offense is too good and the Niners' balance is just too good. Now, Paul from South Florida writes, one line in a press conference. Ever seen four words mean so much? Well, I was there when Jim Mora uttered playoffs.
The playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
So as they say, I've seen some stuff. But Thursday was indeed one to remember. Caldwell uttered four words, doing little more, in fact, than answering a question. Suddenly, silence. I scanned the room, fearful of rioting, perhaps led by this guy, or this guy. Finding them disarmingly calm, I feared taunting, or at least bad sportsmanship from this guy, or this guy. I asked for pudding from this guy.
What, I was hungry.
Then braced for a magical reappearance from this guy. So never-ending, polarizing, and unsolvable was the issue Caldwell had dared to address in his first press conference. But from the media, mostly silence and an understanding this was indeed a football issue. Not so among fans, whose reaction ranged from a bit pleased to somewhat disturbed, and really all points beyond. The upshot is that Caldwell's first day gave him a taste of what this general manager gig is about. If you listened, you got a sense that he knows what he's doing. Instead, it was the four words that made him villain to some, and hero to others. Which is he? Neither, really. He's the Jaguars' general manager, a capable guy with a big job ahead. But for a night last week, at least among a somewhat charmingly disturbed faction of the fan base, he was a bit of a rock star, too.